Well, one of the people leading the U.S. government's response to COVID-19 is Dr. Robert Redfield. He's director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And we wanted to take a step back now and look at Redfield's response to the coronavirus, his record on other health crises as well, like the HIV epidemic. And for that, we're joined by Paige Winfield Cunningham. She covers health policy for The Washington Post. And Paige, President Trump appointed Dr. Redfield to run the CDC back in 2018. But before that, he actually had no experience running a government agency. What can you tell us about his background?
Right. So Mr. Redfield had a long history at the University of Maryland, running a treatment center in Baltimore, and of course, working at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, which is the largest biomedical research facility under the Department of Defense, and did a lot of really groundbreaking HIV AIDS work there during the 1980s and 1990s. But the thing that he was sort of criticized for during when he was appointed 2 years ago is he didn't have a lot of experience running a major organization, and some of his critics had raised questions at the time of whether he would sort of have the executive abilities to really guide the agency through a crisis such as kind of what we're seeing now. And so he brings a strong researcher background, but perhaps some of his executive functions are being questioned right now by folks.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about that, because the CDC has been criticized for the slow pace of testing here in the United States. Has Redfield offered any explanation for why we did not adopt the World Health Organization's test kit during the onset of this pandemic, or really why the CDC's own test kit was initially returned by several state public health officials?
Yeah, he really hasn't given a lot of specific responses, even though he's been questioned, of course, by members of Congress. Definitely the CDC has been under fire for the last couple of weeks, and not only by Democrats, but also by Republicans. Redfield has really not given a lot of detailed explanations about why this is the case. I mean, when you see him at these daily briefings that President Trump and the coronavirus task force members are doing, he's not one of the most prominent voices. He doesn't seem to like the spotlight. And so he hasn't always been perceived as kind of the strong, steady hand at the helm of CDC that perhaps some would like. Redfield, I believe, testified on the Hill 3 days last week, yeah, and seemed a little bit evasive, seemed to duck questions about the test kits. Yep. And so we're still kind of left in a situation where we're trying to flush out exactly what was the cause for the widespread delays in getting those test kits out.
Yeah, you mentioned Dr. Redfield's record on HIV and AIDS, but there was also a controversy involving his testing of AIDS patients back then. What can you tell us about that?
Well, there were a lot of questions about how widespread the testing should be. And remember, this was a time when we didn't know very much about AIDS. It was spreading really rapidly. And especially in the military, there were lots of questions about who should be tested. At the time, Redfield really took the position that there should be widespread and aggressive testing. And he got criticized by some at the time who said that could increase stigma, that it could result in some people not being able to be in the military at all if they were found to be HIV positive. And so some of those things came up again as he was being appointed 2 years ago. But again, remember, this is, you know, you have to think about the circumstances and the time frame in which he was operating. I mean, we didn't know very much about the disease, and there was a lot of fear about it back in the 80s before we knew much. And he has really been seen as a champion of trying to find a vaccine, of trying to find treatment, of just trying to understand the disease better.
Hmm. I want to talk a little bit about Dr. Redfield's personal ideology. So he is a respected subject matter expert in his field. But does that mesh with Trump's cabinet politically? He is a conservative Republican and devout Catholic, as we know. Has his identity influenced at all how he's approached his career, or really this current post with the CDC?
You know, folks on the left definitely tried to make it an issue 2 years ago when he was appointed. They raised those questions about how we approached HIV testing in the 80s. But what I've seen from Redfield is he seems to have gone out of his way to emphasize that he wants to take a science-based approach, even in this administration, which, of course, as you note, has been criticized for that. When he gave a speech to the CDC, to the employees there at the Atlanta headquarters 2 years ago, he emphasized the importance of a science-based approach. And he also, interestingly, said that when it comes to halting the spread of HIV, that he's not, quote, an abstinence-only person, which, you know, as a Catholic, of course, that would be the position of the Catholic Church, but he seems to have gone out of his way. He also has been instrumental in urging President Trump to make halting the transmission of HIV a priority and a goal. The administration announced that last year as they're trying to majorly reduce HIV transmissions by 2030. It seems as though he wants to put a science-based approach first and foremost.
That's Paige Winfield Cunningham. She covers health policy for The Washington Post. Thank you.
Of course.